This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That is Worship Chronicles, me, Nanendlu Yami, on MUT Radio. It's 11:41 on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. I am Sneziwe Majolo, Kono Siambulazi, by my side. And yeah, man, ngimiyeze ingoma emnandi, of which I think is osifake emoyeni lo wephasika. Ngithe ngifike ekuseni, ngafunda izwi, but of izwi athi lisitshela ngokuthi fanele sithi siye elokhuzane nephasikeni, siye nenhliziyo ezimhlophe ngoba uNkulunkulu wafela izono zethu. Uyayizinto enjalo mina futhi ngingaba umfundisi kodwa unje ngizithatha kancane nami sometimes yabo I can't do this thing
we see it yabo nje sayibona.
Okay, cool. So in the studio we have Mr. Andile Mnikati. Sawubona, say how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, siyaphila nkosi yami. We're so happy to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure. So Andile Mnikati, ucula gospel. So I want you to tell us ukuthi ubani uAndile before we get into your worship chronicle. So who is Andile? Uqhamuka kuphi? Nakho konke lokho.
Sure. Andile is a professional musician. Studied music at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. A music educator previously. A music producer, composer, but just a musician at the core of everything. Spiritually speaking, I'm called for worship. I'm called to lead worship. I'm called pastorally as well. I actually led a fellowship of some of the students from this university, Lonsdale, in the beginning of last year. But yeah, we are, me personally as an individual, I'm a musician, I'm a minister in music.
Okay. As a musician, a minister in music, yini yenza wakhetha this gospel genre kuwona wonke? Is it because mhlawumbe ukhulele ekhaya kucula gospel, noma you just decided ngokwakho uwedwa ukuthi no, I love gospel, this is what I want to do?
That's an interesting question, because some of these things just choose you. It's a calling. As a professional, I could have done anything I wanted.
Yes, of course.
Piano, exactly. But the sound that resonates the most with me is gospel.
It's gospel.
And on a spiritual level, I believe that that's the sound of the heavens.
So
that is why it resonates with me musically and spiritually as well.
Okay, yes. So we played a song ethi Mina Nendlu Yami by Worship Chronicles. Legama elithi Worship Chronicles liqhamuka kuphi? Because before I even knew you, I thought mhlawumbe it's a group and it's one person. Like, how did you come up with this word, Worship Chronicles?
So it is a group of people. Ukuthi-ke, I came alone today.
Alone, okay.
But it is my vision.
Okay.
One day I was walking to university and I just kept on hearing the word Jehoshaphat in my spirit. And I was led to 2 Chronicles 20, where King Jehoshaphat was met by enemies. The nation of Israel, or the tribe of Judah to be more specific, was under siege. And God spoke to them and said, the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. And when they went out into battle, they put musicians in the front of the battle, and the enemy was conquered. They did not fight a single sword or spear, but they put musicians in the front and they said, give thanks to the Lord. He is good. And that is where that vision, Worship Chronicles, comes from. So there was quite clear that when God was calling me into leading worship, Worship Chronicles was the name for the movement that God had called me for.
That is so insightful. And njengoba ushilo ukuthi, this is a group of people. Niqembu, you're not alone. Who writes these songs? Do you write?
I do write the songs, and the heavens write the song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Kuma songs that you've written, what message do you hope ukuthi izofika kubalaleli bomusicweni?
I would love people to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior, first of all. And those that have gone past that point, if we could work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And also, Jesus Christ says in John 4:24, he says, a time is coming and yet has come where the worshippers will worship in spirit and in truth.
And as someone also, you went to school for music. You can produce, you can write, you can sing, you can do all of these things. So how does it feel being both a singer and a producer?
Hopefully it will pay off, because all these different people's pays, but right now, especially as the visionary, I'm doing just about everything, you know, from the business side to the administrative side, to the composing side, to the producing side. So mm-hmm. eventually, once I can build a team to take care of all those things, mm-hmm. I will delegate.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm sure akona ma challenges or bigger than now, just like any other person, be it kambumuntoguma piano, there is in the end, each and every single day. So what challenges do you face kupat yokubaku music industry? Kwa gospel, to be specific.
I think kwa gospel, to be specific, business-wise, it's not an effective model mm-hmm. because the people that use our music mm-hmm. are the churches.
Nee.
And they're not paying for our music every Sunday.
Sure.
They must use our music. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I'm a customer.
Okay. Sure.
But some things like that where some people are depending on this as their bread and butter,
mm-hmm.
some things become challenging that way, which we can't monetize as well as some industries.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if in Gomija le clubbing, that club will pay, you know, a license to play that music, the mm-hmm. DJ will be, you know.
Mm, sure.
You know. So sure. some of the things like that are challenges, especially in the gospel industry.
Mm. Yeah. And you did mention ukuthi niqembu. Ngokucabanga kwami, it could happen ukuthi since you guys are a group of people, you're not alone. Mm. It can happen ukuthi there is someone else who doesn't have the same vision as you. Obviously, abantu baqhamuka from different backgrounds, but manje senzina hlangana because all of you guys want to worship, want to write izingoma ze gospel and do whatever. So amaphi ama challenges anybody now as a group, and how do you keep the group together? Just together, Jay. I can then abanisa ukuthi ay usibani bani usiyashiya group in because uthi ngeke yena uyancisha ukuthi akangabhali noma nje.
Yeah, any group has its challenges.
Sure.
You know, leading people is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to walk with patience, with grace, mm-hmm. with love.
Of course.
And sure. Understand izimos abantu. We've changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
People have gotten married, people yes. have gone to mm-hmm. day jobs, people have moved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bo.
Mm-hmm.
But I do my best to just kind of keep a unit and we walk together with love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm so happy about the relationships that have been formed within the group.
Sure.
You know, that is fulfilling for me that abantakade bengazani, all of a sudden mm-hmm. they are sisters, they are mm-hmm. brothers.
Sure.
You know, so those are the type of challenges, is that just keeping people's lives challenges, mm-hmm. you know, under, you know, control.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Wuti, probably when you were young, growing up, babe kona abantu bawubukela kubona. So, njengamanje, now that you are in this industry, akhona yena ama influencers, that you'd say this person influenced me to be what I am today.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. First of all, is the Mbata couple.
Oh, yes. I love them so much. Yes, yes.
When I was in high school, I said to my teacher, listen, mm-hmm. I want to be like Ngube Mbata.
Ne.
And then she said, go to university.
Ne.
Oh, so, wow. I really walk in big shoes when I look at those people. Mm-hmm. Also, I, you know, looked at her with so much admiration growing
sure.
up. Mm-hmm. When they were still really in action, you know, Joy mm-hmm. Celebration back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type of people that from a child I mm-hmm. looked upon and really admired.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still more still, even today, or Once More Six.
Yes.
You know, Muso Worship.
Yes.
Mamlebo Sekhobela. You mm-hmm. know, those people really inspire us to do what we do because mm-hmm. they are really the front runners and mm-hmm. they are running strong.
And now that you're here, when Untel Ile calling for this, which is amazing, what advice would you give to someone at home, Tampo Mngane, who wants to be in the same industry as you? Probably that person doesn't even have the capabilities, but
I would tell them, first of all, that they're a business.
Mm-hmm.
And they must not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
They must be wise with their money from the start.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for artists to separate.
Sure.
Yeah, but we get very sentimental with our art. And we focus on the art and creating the art and the emotional part that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up living in dire straits because mm-hmm. we don't have the financial savvy to mm-hmm. make sure that we can take care of our financial issues.
Sure.
You know, and that's a big territory of reputation in the artist, is mm-hmm. that siyahlupheka.
Nah.
Yeah, but sure. if from the start you can walk with a financial advisor, a mm-hmm. bookkeeper, someone like that, of which actually I'm offering those types of services to creatives,
mm-hmm.
so that I guide creatives in the area of finance.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to them, you're a business, and don't forget that.
Nee.
Because from there, you'll understand what you've come to build wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what you love,
exactly.
You're being creative,
mm-hmm.
but you need to build wealth, because in 10 years time, when you want to start settling down and building a family,
mm-hmm.
your music will sound good.
Yes, of course.
But your bank account will be empty.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
So just be careful about those things. So I wouldn't discourage people from pursuing the arts,
mm-hmm.
but diversify also.
Mm.
Invest.
Mm-hmm.
Open another business.
Mm-hmm.
Do something
else. Do something else.
The art.
Mm.
Generate wealth. That's what I'll say to them.
Well, if I was wrong, I was going to lele kuphike. And before we let you go, as umuntu who is a musician,
yes.
I'm going to just give you umbuzo, of which I think, which one do you prefer between performing live or in the studio?
Oh. Hey, that's a tough one. I'll take performing live.
Live? Why?
I'll take performing live because it's raw.
Right.
You understand?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love
no
the studio.
No auto-tune, no nothing. It's just you.
What happens, happens.
Yes.
You know?
I love that show.
And you can't rewind, you can't retake, you can't redo.
Sure.
It is the raw emotion of the time. And mm-hmm. that's why we record live with mm-hmm. Worship Chronicles. Is mm-hmm. that we could do studio easily,
mm-hmm.
but we need the anointing and the energy of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So live, I think, yeah, live
is much better for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. So should we expect any projects coming soon?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So Uminane Luyami is part of an EP
mm-hmm.
that's going to come out in the third quarter of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It all is based on Joshua 24, which
mm-hmm.
is the same declaration that me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more songs that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
During the year, please, Abantu, can they just watch out on our socials,
mm-hmm.
on all digital platforms?
Mm-hmm.
It will be there.
Also, I'm talking about digital platforms.
Yes.
Digital platforms or social media handles.
Apple Music,
mm-hmm.
Spotify,
mm-hmm.
Deezer, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they found our music. Any digital platform that creates music.
Mm-hmm.
P3, Bani, Bayo, Download,
sure.
No, please, guys, please go on to official streaming platforms
yes.
to stream our music, because that is how we can monetize, and that's how we are selling it formally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do it on other platforms, it's not formal anymore.
Nee, and
yeah.
just last one before I let you go. I call them events that we should be looking out for, and all that.
Nothing in terms of events yet. However,
okay.
I will be down the road tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a church called Christian Life Center. I will be there tomorrow morning for Pasika Labo. I will be at Discovery Church in the city center in the evening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so far, that's all we've got going on.
Okay, thank you so much, but Andile. We were so happy to host you and have you in our
thank
studios.
You.
And we love the song.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.